Barbarian Tribes of the Roman Empire. The Insular Celts, Part 1. What we're going to be doing is looking at the history of the Celts in Britain to the Battle of Medway. Now, archaeological evidence suggests the Celts began settling the area known as Britain during the first millennium BCE, making this movement part of the overall Celtic migration from the Hallstatt zone. However, it remains unclear whether or not this cultural transformation was the result of an invasion of Celtic culture, similar to what we saw in Central Europe, or if it was more gradual. Today, the leading theories suggest that Celtic people made it across the English Channel sometime around 500 BCE and began mixing with the local populations, creating a unique ethnic identity. However, regardless of how this happened, we know that by the first century BCE, Celtic was the dominant language on the island, and while the rest of the Celtic world was being absorbed into the Roman culture, the Celts in Britain managed to maintain a strong cultural identity that has helped to keep Celtic culture alive until even this day. However, much of their cultural counterparts in Gaul, the insular Celts, would eventually become a part of the Roman Empire, which helped reduce Celtic cultural influence on the region. But unlike Gaul, the Celts in Britain resisted complete conquest, helping keep the culture alive. Yet after the Roman Empire fell, the island was eventually invaded by the Anglo-Saxons, a Germanic tribe, and when this happened, the Celts were relegated to the outskirts of society, pushing Celtic culture even deeper into our collective cultural identity. So let's look at the initial contact with the Romans. As mentioned, the insular Celtic culture developed gradually over the course of the first millennium BCE. Similar to what happened in Gaul, the insular Celts managed to establish peaceful trade relations with the Romans. Their main natural resource, tin, had been the commodity desired by ancient civilizations such as the Greeks, the Phoenicians, and Carthaginians since the middle of the first millennium BCE. And as Rome grew more powerful, it too established economic ties that helped create further prosperity in pre-Roman Britain. Unlike, however, in Gaul, where the Romans frequently interfered with political conflicts to maintain peace and keep the Celtic culture intact as a way of building a better buffer between Rome and the Germanic tribes, the Romans had little influence on the tribal relations of Britain. Yet they did have ambitions of bringing Britain more firmly under their control, and this would be a primary concern of the Romans during the first 100 years of the empire. The first person to try and conquer Britain was, as mentioned before, Julius Caesar. He crossed the English Channel in 55 BCE, but the weather made him turn around. However, when he returned to the island in 54 BCE, he successfully conquered large portions of southern Britain for the Roman Republic, and he was able to establish a Roman-friendly king, Mandubracius, as leader of the Trevante, helping to sway the balance of power in Britain towards the Romans. With the support of Rome, the Trevantes were able to collect tribute from many other Celt tribes in the region. However, when Caesar left, most historians agree that these tribute payments stopped, which was a sign that Roman influence in the region was not as strong as Caesar and the Romans thought it was when they first established settlements in the region. For the next 100 years, the Romans did not make another attempt in conquering Britain. Instead, they seemed content to allow and support a balance of power between the island's two most powerful tribes, the Trevantes and the Catavellani, both Celtic. This seems to have been the best way to maintain peace in the region and maintain stable trade relations between the people of the Roman Empire. However, after the Civil War that led to the fall of the Roman Republic in 27 BCE and the beginning of the Roman Empire, the Romans began consolidating their power in conquered lands, establishing provinces, and exporting their language and cultural norms. In the early years of the Roman Empire, sometime in the 40s CE, this balance of power began to break down. The Catavellani had managed to win several victories over the Trinovante, and this showed ambition of spreading their power in Britain. Specifically, they began to threaten the Atrebates, a Belgic tribe that had an alliance with the Romans dating back to the time of Julius Caesar. This change in political situation in Britain inspired the Roman Emperor Caligula to gather a force and launch an invasion of Britain. In 40 AD, Caligula was the first Roman to send Caesar to try and invade Britain, but for reasons unknown, due to a lack of written sources, Caligula failed to make it across the English Channel and carry out his invasion. However, when he realized he would not be able to invade, he instructed his troops to build huts along the Gallic coast, making things easier for the next emperor, Claudius, to launch a full-scale attack on the Celtic tribes living in Britain. Claudius appointed Aulus Plautius as an esteemed Roman politician and general to lead the invasion. He put together an army of about 40,000 troops. The focus of the invasion was southeastern Britain, as it was the richest and most economically important part of the island. As the Romans prepared and launched their invasion, the various British tribes, all Celtic in some form or another, began to come together to fight as one and protect their homeland. Their leaders were Togodamas, king of the Contivolani, and his brother Caracas. However, before the fighting began, the Dumbuni tribe, which was not Celtic, but which had been paying tribute to the Catavolani, surrendered to the Romans, weakening the ability of the Catavolani to summons people to join their army and fight against Rome. Unfortunately, due to conflicting information and the sources available to us, we cannot say for certain where the Romans departed for their invasion, nor where they landed. And there is much debate amongst historians about this topic, and much archaeological digging in England to try in Britain to try and find where it was. But we do know is that the first confrontation between the Romans and the British Celts took place at the River Medway, which is near the modern-day city of Rochester. And the subsequent battle, the Battle of Medway, marks the official beginning of the Roman conquest of Britain. So we'll pick up there and bring the Romans in. Now the source for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.